these things as they come in. You find the one that you like. You wink at your buddy, point to her, and the show is on. You wait about 10, 15 minutes into the movie. Don't do this during the coming attractions. Wait until she's concentrating on the movie. And then your buddy, you see, you flip for who plays the heavy. Your buddy walks up, sits next to her. Now, this right away will freak her out because, you know, normally, especially if you go in the daytime, there's only 10, 15 people in there and there's 200 seats. So when a man sits next to a woman like that right away, she knows she's dealing with a pervert or a lecher. So you give him a few minutes to sit there, maybe rub his knee against hers, maybe smile at her and belt some garlic breath her way. And that's when you jump out of your seat, you run to the other side of her, you grab your buddy and say, listen, you buddy, unless you want to be sucking on your teeth through your belly, you're going to move away here and leave the lady alone. She came to watch the theater, now buzz off, Jack, and then you shove him backwards. And he'll say, sure, sir, sure. And right away, you don't impress that thing. I don't care what women say, they're impressed by a man who takes action, especially a man who can cow another man. And so the guy goes wimping away, sniveling. And you say, don't worry, lady, I'll stay here just in case he comes back. Maybe buy her a popcorn, some goobers, some raisinettes. You sit there, she feels better. Make sure you don't touch her. Make sure you're sitting there. Then you get up and she'll say, oh, thank you. You know, it just makes me crawl, the thought of a man who would come and try something in a movie there. You say, I know, it's disgusting. You know, I like to come to the movies alone. It must be hard for a woman who comes to the theater alone. Here, let me walk outside with you in case he's out there. But I never feel alone, really. I like coming to the theater. I mean, you don't really talk in the movies. You say, oh, I always felt that way, too. You know, you got to establish a common plane of reference. And as you're standing outside, because you both be talking about how you don't mind going to the movies alone, and, you know, your time alone is very important to you, then you ease into a nearby bar. Have a couple of pops. Maybe turn it into a dinner. One thing will lead to another. You invite her over to your place. By then, the booze, the food, the evening, your machismo has done the trick. And it should be, if you've played your cards right. And then if you're really sporting, later on in the evening, you'll meet up with your buddy. Yeah, I had a successful one the other weekend. I met up with Bubba afterwards. He was grinning like a pig when I got to his house about 1:30 in the morning. He said, yeah, did it work? You know, I said, yeah. He said, all right. He said, tell me. I said, well, we did drinks, we did dinner, we went back to my place, we hobbled again, and then we took a long, lingering, soapy shower, and I came over here. He said, you took a shower? I said, yeah, I took a shower. He said, you mean I bought this loaf of bread for nothing?